Well, the oldest club in Wales are the New Boys of the Dafabet Welsh Premier League. Well, not really. They've been there before, of course, haven't they? Kevin Druids back in the league. And I'm delighted to be joined here in Newtown by a man who knows this bar very well. But he's wearing a Kevin Druids kit. It's, of course, Matty Cook. Matty, it must be feeling odd wearing black and white in a red bar.
Yeah, definitely. And as I sit here now, I've got my Welsh Cup final shirt there and a picture of me in the picture frame. So, yeah, it is a bit strange, but it's just got to be done. That's football, so.
Maybe you should take it with you.
I've got a spare one at home, so
it's all right. That's all right, all right. Well, you've made the switch. There are obviously opportunities after Newtown for you. Why did you choose Kevin Druids?
I think, from my point of view, I used to play for Kevin Druids around about 10, 11 years ago. So it's always a team that I wanted to go back to. But my aspirations are to play in the Welsh Premier League as long as I can, make as many appearances as I can. So when the opportunity came about this season, it just felt about right. I think at Newtown we've achieved masses over the last 5 years since I've been there, taking them from kind of brink of relegation up to European performances, and the last 6 months haven't been playing as much as I would have liked. And when Druids came calling, it was kind of the right opportunity to have a change.
Now, you will know then, being a former Druids guy, the history of the club, the fact they've played in the league before, so you'll know that there's still a massive determination there for Druids to stay in the league next season. How is that going to happen, though?
That's the age-old question, isn't it? So they've come up. We know budget is not going to be as big as some of the other teams in the league. So, and that's, for me, one of the challenges of going there is to try and secure that 10th place. Druids have never had 10th place in the Welsh Premier League. So massive challenge. I think from experience in similar sort of situation with Newtown, it's all about building that continuity within the team, getting that team spirit and togetherness and everybody working towards that common goal of 10th place. Yes, we're under no illusions, it's going to be difficult, and everybody knows that. So it's all about that togetherness and just trying to grind out results and make the most of that home form, I suppose.
I'll come back to the players and the team in a second, but obviously you have played in European games for Newtown. Is that the biggest thing that you give to Druids? You can sit in that dressing room and say, hey, when I played here in Europe, when I played Copenhagen, this was like this and this was like that, and inspire that next generation of Druids to go on and possibly achieve that themselves.
That's what I hope to do, yeah. When I've had a chat with Hugh before making the move, he wanted that level of experience, and the side it was young last season, and that's what they were missing, that kind of leader in the dressing room. And that's what I've done at Newtown over the last 5 years, captain for the last two or three seasons. So like you say, it enabled me to share my mistakes, share things that haven't gone so well, but also what things have gone well at Newtown, and bring that to Druids, and hopefully, like you say, influence the young lads coming through.
Well, talk us through some of those young lads. Who are the players we should be watching for out of Druids?
I think there's a couple that have come into the team this season. So we've got a young boy coming from Wrexham called Corey Roper. Really looks really sharp in pre-season, so I think he's one to watch. I think he's only 19, so on loan, so he could do really well for us. And I think he's also signed Aaron Bowen, ex-Rill. Big presence, big gentleman, 6'6", I think he is. So be that focal point in attack for us. So I think those two, for me, could be a standout for this season.
Is that the strategy, to get as many young players as possible who have the potential to play well in that league but also have the desire to play in that league?
Definitely, but I think it's a combination of experience and youth. So if you have all the young lads in the world, I don't think it will help in kind of securing that 10th spot, which we're aiming for. But that combination of some experience, some youth, and being able to influence those young lads and bring them through, I think that bodes well for survival.
Now, the Cymru Alliance, where they've come from, is no mugs game. It's quite an intense league, isn't it? There's obviously more games. Do you think that intensity might help you guys, because you want to try and get as many wins or points under your belt in the first five or six?
Yeah, I think I haven't played in the league, so I can't really comment on the standard, but I know the Welsh league is kind of very physical, very fitness focused, and everybody looks after themselves. So that's something that we have to adapt to in the Welsh Premier League. And the aim is, like we say, to secure that 10th spot. So the first five, six games, get off to a good start, is vital. We start with Bangor. We've got, I know we've got Newtown, I think, in early September. So, and we've got Rill. So those are the three games that I know of, and they're sides that we want to be looking to pick points off. So
they're must wins, aren't they?
I don't know if they're must wins, but I think not to lose, for me, is the one is to get on that run. So can we get a win? Can we get a draw? Can we just keep that run going rather than kind of lose? So that's what my aim would be, to try and just pick up points as and when we can.
In Bangor and Rhyl, there have been some changes, quite a lot of changes in the case of Rhyl. Does that make you think that, you know, they might be a bit unsettled and make those two fixtures sort of stick up a little bit more?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think looking at it from a neutral point of view, if you were looking at the fixtures, you'd say, well, like you say, there's been a lot of changes. It's probably a good time to play those teams. Come January, they might be top six sides. So from my point of view, I think it'd be a good choice to play them right at the start of the season before they kind of get that continuity within the team.
Your game against Bangor is Friday night football, and that's quite interesting. Any thoughts about the sort of diversity of games you're playing this season? Because we're talking about Sunday matches, we're talking about Friday matches.
Yeah, it's totally different. I think coming from Newtown, we didn't really favour Friday night games. So it was always kind of a Saturday. They made a focal point out of the Saturday. Whereas this season, looking at the fixtures, we've got, like you say, a mix of Friday. We've got some Saturday afternoons. We've got quite a lot of Sundays. I think it's just one of those. We'll have to take it as we come, and then build our training sessions around those games and react to as we move through the season, experience those and build the training sessions, like I say, around those fixtures.
And getting fans through the door, does that diversity of fixtures help? Because obviously in your part of the world, there's a lot of football teams that play Saturday 3 o'clock. Trying to get your team to be watched might be easier if it was a Sunday game.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Like we say, with Kevin Drew specifically, we've got Wrexham on the doorstep, haven't we? So I think it's really important that we kind of avoid those fixtures where we can. And I think what Hugh's tried to do is sign some lads who are kind of locally based, so like myself, live 5 minutes away from the ground. So I'm going to be encouraging people to come and watch, and it's all about building that kind of community focus and like you say, bring people in and get people watching the Welsh Premier League.
Same sort of attitude at Rhyl, actually. A lot of the new boys, they've got on a Rhyl, or at least Prestatyn. That is, in essence, quite a good marketing tool, isn't it? You know, I want to play for my hometown team. You should come and see me.
Yeah, definitely. And I think everybody's got their own network of friends. So, like myself, I've got ex-footballers, people who used to play for Kevin Druids, maybe not been watching so much as they've been in the Cymru Alliance. So it's an ideal opportunity now. Highest standard of Welsh football, but also coming to watch their friend, their family members. And I think, like you say, great marketing tool to be able to try and bring people in to watch the league.
A couple of the first games, you're not actually playing at Kevin Druids, are you?
No, that's right. So we've got hopefully a 3G pitch that's starting, I think, a week tomorrow. So we've got a challenge again where our initial home games are going to be played elsewhere at TNS. So that brings its own challenges again. So like you say about getting your crowd in, usually at Druids you try and use that to your own motivation to try and secure those points. So again, that's another challenge that we're going to have to do, try and bring those to TNS. But I think it's almost a difficult situation with what we're aiming for is that survival spot. So I think for us, I think it still could be up for grabs during the second half of the season. The next 10 games are playing teams from all around you, and that's an ideal opportunity to pick up points. So I think, yes, it'd be great to get a good start, look at the first five, ten games, take stock where we are. If we are doing better than we expected, then I think that might be the conversation we have as a team to then say, well, actually, are we happy with 10th? Do we want to try and progress? But ultimately, I think it will come down to that second half of the season.
Because you might look at Llandudno last season, who everybody thought 10th if they're lucky, and look what happened.
Yeah, I think Llandudno were probably a little bit different to what we are because they had that 3G in place, they had that kind of squad basis, and they signed some really good and top players like Mark Williams came in, did a brilliant job for him, think he got in the team of the year, second top goal scorer in the league. So that in itself brings points, the goals get the points for you. So we'll be hoping to get somebody who can get the 10 to 15 goals and hopefully get the points for us.
And are you going to relish that role of the person supporting the younger generation coming through?
Yeah, I think I have done that pretty much all the clubs I've been at, especially Newtown. I've watched people come through, the likes of Kieran Mills-Evans, 18, 19, coming from Shrewsbury, kind of monitored his progress, helped him through, and now top player amongst the Newtown team, playing week in, week out. It's an opportunity that I relish, and I've also done my coaching badges last year, so B licence holder. It's something that I want to move forward through as my football and playing time comes to an end. So, yeah, I think it'd be a natural progression for me to do that.
And you think you got the chance to do that at Druids, that he was quite keen for you to get involved in the coaching mix once those badges come through?
Yeah, so I've got the B license now, and I've already spoke to the academy director and kind of do some sessions with the younger boys to, again, to help that movement of players through the academy into the reserves, into the first team, and something that may have been lacking at the moment. So it's an opportunity to do that. And also I've had a few chats with you on a kind of one-to-one basis to share my experiences and give my opinion, which is really good moving into the league season.